Manu Patra alerts dated the 9th of October 2019. Delhi High Court has granted 2 more months to the Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, to complete probe in a bribery case allegedly involving the agency's former special director Rakesh Asthana. The court made it clear that no further time will be granted to the agency to complete the investigation in the case. Supreme Court has ruled that road traffic offences can be prosecuted under the Motor Vehicles Act, 1988, MV Act, as well as the Indian Penal Code, 1860, IPC, while emphasising on the gravity of rash and negligent driving causing fatalities on roads. The punishment of offenders of motor vehicle accidents under the IPC is stricter and proportionate to the offence committed, as compared with the MV Act. Supreme Court has rejected its petition against an order seeking disclosure of documents that formed basis for levy of $3 billion penalty on Reliance Industries over KG-D6 natural gas output not matching targets. A 3-member international arbitration panel, hearing Reliance and its partners' challenge to the government levying penalty because of unutilized capacity due to production not matching targets, had asked the ministry to share an array of documents that formed basis for its actions. Supreme Court has observed while considering a special leave petition filed by a father that a child has a right to the affection of both his parents. The court further observed that visitation rights should be fixed in such a manner that the child gets to know and love his father. Supreme Court has observed that rights of the victim and the society at large cannot be made secondary to the rights of the accused. The court observed that the rights of the victim and the society at large for correction of deviant behavior cannot be made subservient to the rights of the accused by placing the latter at a pedestal higher than necessary for a fair trial. Bombay High Court, while observing that there is no evidence of adverse impact on environment due to shacks, has allowed the state government to allot temporary licenses for these structures, overruling the order of the National Green Tribunal. The court noted that beach shacks existed in Goa since long, which are made up of eco-friendly materials such as wood, bamboo and palm leaves. Bombay High Court has restricted Canara Bank from taking over a bungalow in Wali locality of Mumbai from one of its borrowers and guarantor of a loan under the Securitization and Reconstruction of Financial Assets and Enforcement of Securities, Interest Act, 2002. The guarantor had approached the court with a plea to quash the action initiated by the bank, stating that the loan was availed by the entity based out of Hong Kong through the bank's branch there. Competition Commission of India, CCI, has given its approval under the Green Channel route to acquisition of SL Mutual Fund by a Sachin Bansal-owned entity. This is the first clearance under the Green Channel route, a speedier approval mechanism put in place by the CCI. Indian Patent Office has rejected the application of TVS Motor Company, maker of two-wheelers and three-wheelers, for a patent on a new two-stroke internal combustion engine. It had claimed this would pollute less, with better fuel efficiency. National Company Law Tribunals, NCLT, Mumbai bench has ordered a fresh round of bidding for stressed auto forgings company Metalist Forgings after finding truth in Winner Take and Value Investors, DVI. Claim that its plan had been vitiated due to incorrect information on the asset. However, it emphasized that DVI could have carried out its due diligence more effectively to avoid derailing of the resolution process. District Consumer Disputes Redress Sal Forum, Hyderabad, has directed the State Bank of India, SBI, to pay compensation in litigation costs worth 1 lakh rupees to its customer for debiting his account despite failure of his ATM transaction. Authority for Advanced Ruling Madhya Pradesh has ruled that goods and services tax shall be leviable on consideration received by the school for participation in a conference organized. Further, the activities of holding educational conference gathering of students, faculty and staff of other schools are not exempt under relevant clauses of Entry 66(1)(8) of Notification Number 12/2017 Central Tax Rate for the reason that the education conference does not fall under any of the categories so listed.